Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 10, 2020. Unemployment Insurance Claims, April 9, 2020. Unemployment Claims Weekly News Release. The U.S. Department of Labor, DOL, released national and state-level unemployment insurance UI claims data every Thursday. The data released on Thursday, April 9, 2020, covers the week ending April 4, 2020 for initial claims and the week ending March 28, 2020 for continued claims. The April 9th report represents the third release in which unemployment claims are significantly impacted by the economic consequences of the COVID-19 outbreak and government response. The data set published by the DOL provides two statistics covering the number of unemployment claims each week. The DOL defines the two statistics in the weekly news release as follows. Initial claims. An initial claim is a claim filed by an unemployed individual after a separation from an employer. The claimant requests a determination of basic eligibility for the UI program. When an initial claim is filed with a state, certain programmatic activities take place, and these result in activity counts, including the count of initial claims. The count of U.S. initial claims for unemployment insurance is a leading economic indicator because it is an indication of emerging labor market conditions in the country. However, these are weekly administrative data which are difficult to seasonally adjust, making the series subject to some volatility. Continued claims. A person who has already filed an initial claim and who has experienced a week of unemployment then files a continued claim to claim benefits for that week of unemployment. Continued claims are also referred to as insured unemployment. The count of U.S. continued weeks claimed is also a good indicator of labor market conditions. Continued claims reflect the current number of insured unemployed workers filing for UI benefits in the nation. While continued claims are not a leading indicator, they roughly coincide with economic cycles at their peaks and lag at cycle troughs. They provide confirming evidence of the direction of the U.S. economy. This week's DOL report shows a third record level of initial unemployment claims at both the state and national level. Compared to the same week last year, U.S. initial claims increased 3,063.8%, while Iowa initial claims increased 3,682.8%. As expected, the substantial increase in initial claims reported over the past 2 weeks produced a large increase in continued claims for the week ending March 28, 2020. Iowa continued claims increased 293.3% compared to the same week last year, while U.S. continued claims increased 339.3%. Iowa's percentage year-over-year increase in continued claims increase ranked 35th highest out of 53 states and territories. The table that accompanies this fiscal update article provides U.S. and Iowa initial and continued claims numbers for the most recent report week, as well as the previous week and the same week last year. Please note that the claims reported are actual claims numbers and have not been seasonally adjusted. Unemployment claim payments are made to qualified unemployed workers, and the payments are generally made from the State Unemployment Insurance Fund. That fund is financed through a payroll tax on employers. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Jeff Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-4614. To see the table that accompanies this fiscal update article, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov and open the LSA Publications tab at the top. Click on Fiscal Analysis on the left. Then under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and go to Unemployment Insurance Claims, April 9th, 2020.